March 23rd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, the graces attendant to this prayer site and to the messages themselves are offered to assist souls in choosing their own salvation. Your salvation is not something you can negotiate. You earn your salvation through your everyday life. If you choose to love me above all else and your neighbor as yourself, then you are choosing your salvation. I see into every heart. I see where their affections lie. You must represent the treasure of these messages through your life. Do not decide to compromise my commandments, as this is choosing sin. These days it is socially acceptable to sin, just as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Just as my wrath fell upon those two cities, it will fall upon the world today. Due to modern technology, the errors of sin are now worldwide, not confined to a smaller geographical area. Therefore, my wrath will be widespread. Also will be my mercy, reaching every soul that is repentant. So today, I call all souls to repent of sin and error, to be made worthy of my mercy in the days ahead. Be made worthy of my mercy in the days ahead." A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2, and 7 through 8. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons, through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way. It holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.